This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, this is Keras and you're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio 104.4 FM. I'm here with my lovely friends Alyssa and Dawny from The Apothecary this morning. And yeah, looking forward to our conversation this morning, girls. How are you doing?
Yeah, kia te pai, atamari e hoa. Thank you so much for giving us this time to talk to you today.
Yay.
Good morning, my friend, and good morning, Access Radio Taranaki. Very excited to be here today.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. This is something we've known each other for a long time, but this is the first time for us to do this type of thing. So, yes, very exciting adventures. So if you don't know me, I'm Keras. My business is Love Keras. I'm a massage therapist and body worker. I'm also known for my healing and energy work. I've got my own deck of cards called Peace of Mind. And yes, I'm looking forward to sharing all our adventures and some exciting new tips and tricks, maybe. So, yeah, here's we going. So, girls, what have you been up to lately?
Well, you said this is the first time we've done something like this, but surely we've done something like this before. We've worked together for so many years.
I know, right? How long have we known each other now? Got to be about 15 years at least.
More than that. We met when we were doing our diploma of therapeutic massage.
We did.
That was about 18 years ago, at least, if not longer. And yeah. Then, of course, you've just had your lovely paint your own oracle card workshop at the shop this weekend gone.
Yes, that was awesome. I love being able to get the community together to do some, it's a bit of self-love really, isn't it? It's all about looking after yourselves and your emotional, physical and well-being.
Sometimes I think those workshops are so good at cultivating connection as well. Like when you get a group of people together for a purpose, maybe there's some like-minded souls in there too. I think it's a really beautiful thing as well, like the networking and
absolutely.
Just the connection that people get from a space like that, a workshop like that.
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I've been in Taranaki for 20-odd years now, and I love the fact that all my friends become friends as well. So that's just the shared energy between us all, and like minds attract.
That web weave.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what a cool, crafty, creative workshop that was too.
It was.
It looked messy. It looked fun.
Well, this is the third one we've put on now. So each time somebody comes to the workshop, they design their own cards, they paint your own oracle, and eventually they'll get a whole deck of their own. So, and specially designed for their own personal understanding. So that's what I love about that.
Yeah, there's so much depth, isn't there? There's layers and layers of meaning when someone's painted their own oracle image. Yeah.
Well, nobody understands your mind like yourself, and the words that are given or the pictures that are given are specifically for you. So that's where that comes into play, really.
Mm. I love how, like, when we teach about reading cards, often we say throw away the book.
Yes.
Like, you're not reading the book, you're reading the card.
Yes.
So see what jumps out at you, and then that's because one card might mean something different to different people you're reading for. But when you're watching them paint their own, the symbols that they come out with, it's amazing how sometimes those symbols are this, like the group meditation that you do, and then when they come out, how often the imagery that they've all seen is the same.
Yeah.
But then it has a different meaning for each of them.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
I find that a lot on our tarot club here every full moon night. We usually have one person kind of talk about what they see in the card, and then we'll share it and we'll get everybody else's interpretation of that too. And it is so cool, yeah, to see how people have different associations with different symbols or, yeah, their eyes are drawn to different details in the card, and it can have a totally different application. It can have a totally different meaning.
Absolutely.
Every person, yeah.
Yeah, cards are amazing, eh?
They sure are, and it's a great time of year to be doing workshops. It's cold, you just want to be inside, it's warm, it's, you know, and how cool to be doing craft activities at this time of year.
Yeah, and craft activities with friends.
Yeah.
So you can all bounce off each other and have a little laugh, and these girls do amazing teas.
Yes, we've been serving your teas at serving our teas at your workshops as well.
Yeah.
It's lovely having that feedback, having people try them, and
and of course, come into the apothecary for the workshops. You get to have a look around and see what you ladies have on offer as well, because this shop, once you get in, you're man, you can look around for ages and ages and ages.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of like products and potions and powders, and there's also a whole library of books that could keep you occupied for hours too.
And it's incredible how you girls have come and evolved from, remember the little the parties
we
used to do?
The pamper
parties.
Yeah.
We used to go around and to hen parties or pre-wedding parties
work
or
dues.
Even just the work, yeah, a girl's night out. And take along
baby
the mass
showers.
Oh,
hey,
they
so
were
many
so
baby
much
showers.
Fun.
And all the products fitted into like a couple of boxes in the boot of my car. They don't fit all in there anymore.
Now when we do like markets and festivals, we have to be really selective about what we're taking.
Because you've got something for everybody. There's no doubt about that. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
That is the great thing about having a bricks and mortar store, though, is that people can come in and try the potions and smell the things and pick up the crystals and feel them and
play with the cards.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Try on the clothes.
And I'm happy to announce that if you are looking for a deck of my cards, Peace of Mind and Healing, an intuitive healing oracle, you can come to the shop, and the girls have got an open copy here that you can scan through and have a little play with. And if you want to purchase as well, you can buy them from
here. There are decks on the shelf. Yes, there are.
Excellent.
Well, shall we play a song?
Yes. So my choice this morning is Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. I love Stevie Nicks. And you know what? It's quite funny because Stevie Nicks has built her reputation on getting over an ex and making him sing his songs. And it's quite funny because my card deck is all about getting over past experiences and using the emotion behind those thoughts and feelings to just change my mindset on things. So this is Stevie Nicks, Gypsy, and I'll be singing along in the background. Do it.
Oh, sorry about that. I just got carried away.
You've got her vibe happening today.
Oh, absolutely.
The head scarf. The head scarf and the earrings is what's doing it.
So, let me learn a little bit more about you girls then. So, you've moved shops, eh?
Yes, we moved 2 years ago when you were still back
in Wales.
Is it
2 years already? It's that's
coming
up.
Just about. Yep, it's coming up. September, yep. It'll be 2 years.
Yeah.
We were in our old location up in Bogletown for 10 years.
A decade?
Yeah, a decade up there. And, sadly the land lease was up and the whole building's been moved. The whole building had to be moved. And thankfully we found this place. And it was a little bit scary at the start because change is always a little bit scary.
And now I don't know how we fit in the old building before. So Karis was saying you can come along and play with her cards. So our new location is 19 Robes Street here in central New Plymouth. But we're the big old witchy villa on the corner of Powderham and Robe. And our entrance is actually off Powderham Street. So
it's on the corner by the BP petrol station for those of you who crap with directions.
That's the one next to next to the big BP. So that's where you can find us for, the shop, workshops, massage, readings, healings, full moon meditation nights.
And what have you got coming up? You've got a workshop coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, this Saturday on the 2nd.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have done so many different types of workshops over the years. And we always used to do a little elemental workshop where we'd kind of explore the four different elements and then make or create something related to that element. So like fire, we'd always make candles, element of water, sometimes we'd make a spray or sometimes an oil. The earth would always change up too. Sometimes it would be different crystal creations, sometimes it would be clay, sometimes it would be actual plants and seeds. And the element of air, we've usually done a little incense creation. And so this workshop, rather than doing all of the elements, we're actually just going to focus on making incense. Yeah, making your own natural incenses.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And different to, like most people use like incense sticks and cones, but not all incenses are created equal.
100%
not. This is true.
There are so many different types of incense. And so for a long, long time, like since Alyssa and I were teenagers, so we'd be going back over 3 decades ago.
We don't need to date it.
We have been making our own natural powdered incense, which is the like plant-based one that you burn on hot charcoals. But we get so many people come into the shop looking for incense sticks and cones. And so I've been having a play over the last few months on how to make my own natural incense sticks.
Okay.
Yeah. Because most incense sticks these days are actually made out of like a sulfur.
Yeah.
And it's bound into made into a paste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They usually use like a synthetic fragrant oil.
Okay.
So when it says it's a dragon's blood incense stick, or when it says it's a white sage, or it's a patchouli.
It smells like dragon's blood.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not usually any of that actual plant material in there. And so therefore it isn't holding the magical properties of that plant. Yeah. But more than that is actually, can we say chemical shitstorm on the radio?
We do. We can now.
But that's why a lot of people will react. You know, a lot of people don't like those incense sticks or cones. A lot of animals kind of are a bit averse to them as well.
And sulfite allergies as well with the sulfur in them. Mm. And
asthmatics. Certain, don't like them.
Certain sulfites also, I think I might be wrong, this are carcinogenic as well. So. They're not always, cheap ones are not always great for you.
And sometimes, also, it's like you said, it's the thing about getting your hands dirty and doing it yourself. I did this.
Yeah, well, the same as painting the cards, right?
Yeah.
If you've put that intent behind it when you've made the thing, it holds all of those magical properties.
It does.
100%
indeed.
Agree. I did a diploma in Rongoā Māori last year, and we were working with different indigenous botanicals, and some of us were grinding them in a mortar and pestle, which would take a lot longer than those who were using a Nutribullet. But we talked about the modi, you know, we talked about the energy that you're putting into that brew, you know, or that you're putting into that, you know, preparation when you're making it by hand.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting all of that energy, all of your, as Lissa said, intentions in there, as well as picking plants that obviously correspond with the nature of the blend that you're making.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's something to be said for handmade.
And that's something we've always understood, because it's we've always made our products with intention behind them.
And that's the best thing about your products. They all are designed, created and made by you, your girls, you know, your own hands. And that's the special thing about you as well, is you've got that integrity to put behind your craft.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You can pay me later. No, I don't blow up smoke up people's butts. I don't say things that I don't mean. So yeah, no, you girls are awesome.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Something I'm really looking forward to in this next workshop we've got coming up too is not just talking about how to make things, but the things to use. So like getting into the properties of those resins. Because like when we did the full elemental workshop, you might only have 45 minutes or an hour to talk about the herbs that we're then using to make that incense. Whereas this whole workshop, we can talk about those, you know, we can get into the nitty-gritty of how to use those resins and how to use those herbs.
Yeah, and all the participants will go home with a little booklet as well. Our workshops, I always over-provide too much information. And so, yeah, everyone's always gone home with like a little handout, you know, or a write-up of all the stuff that we've been using that day. So in our herb craft workshop, that was massive. Everyone went home with like oils and balms and tinctures that they'd made. But this like fat book that, what did you call it? It was like a herbal...
It was the herbal... Medica Magica Materia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a mouthful it was.
But it was like a book. Yeah, it had all of the medicinal, some of the medicinal and magical properties of all of the herbs that we'd been working with.
That's pretty cool.
There was like more than 30 herbs too, I think, from memory.
And that's the thing, when you give so much information, you only tend to hold on to the little bits and pieces that you were focused on that day. So to be able to offer an encyclopedia like you do, you can take it home and it's like, ah, oh, that's right, they were talking about that too and that too. So you can bring the workshop home with you and you can use it in your daily life or your weekly life or whenever you want to life, but you've got the options.
That's always kind of our focus, is that people don't just come and do it for a day, that they can actually take it home and incorporate it into their daily life.
Lifetime education.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what witchcraft is, isn't it? It's not just a little practice or something that you do. It's actually a whole lifestyle.
Where you live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. And on that note, do you have a song that you'd like to play? We can have a little bit of a break now and listen to some music.
Yeah, I wanted to play a song. It's called I Am. I think the artist's name is Satsung. And I actually want to dedicate this. We started our conversation this morning talking about friends. And this Waiata, I want to do a little dedication to one of our dear friends. So this song goes out to Beanie. This is our song. You know how sometimes couples have songs? This is our song. This is like if it comes on at a party, like we'll just make eye contact across the room and be like, yeah, girl, this is our jam.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
I enjoy listening to that now. Thank you.
Fear the unknown, 'cause I know what I am here for. I keep on trotting on my own path, keep on learning from my present and past, yeah. When I no longer need validation,
cause my story is long and I'm patient. I know that I have lessons to learn. Keep my eyes open each step I earn, yeah. No need for me to feel alone, cause I got a place that I call home. Every single road travel, every single new place, I come back home, they accept me with grace, yeah. When I know that I was meant to be here, and I know that I was born into fear, but I will stand tall in the lion's den, cause I know in my heart I am one of them. That there lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you. Said I deserve to be here. But I'm in a constant transition, constantly changing vision. Story never certain, there is always a revision to be made. What I think about the demons I have slayed, I am not afraid of confrontation in vain. To the people that seek evil, not as peaceful as I look. What a warrior at heart, so precaution must be took. What I'm trying to give in to the lessons that will soften my ways and means of changing, cause I talk to spirit often. Tell me to stay sharp, tell me to stay present, tell me to ignore the fools and focus on the sin. Well, I said I will starve my ego and I will remain strong. I will make mistakes and I will often be wrong. When I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. I said I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. That there are lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you. Always come from the outside, try not to let it in where I reside. Well, this is my heart, my home, my choice, my love, my life, my path, my voice, yeah. Well, I feel my heart grow with each step, stand firm in where the path goes next. Well, I know that where it goes is where I need to be. The more lessons rain down, more blessings I see, yeah. So there are lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you.
And the best thing about doing this, I get introduced so many new songs. Don't you? That was amazing.
Isn't it beautiful? There's so many powerful lyrics.
Oh, my God.
In that song. There's like the main chorus bit that talks about being like righteous. And
yeah.
What is that something about? I'm righteous and holy and sacred and true. And I deserve to be here, and oh, so do you.
I love that. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah,
beautiful.
Right, so we come to the next part of our show today, where I've asked Alyssa and Dawn to both choose their favourite decks of cards. And I, of course, will be using my own oracle, peace of mind, an intuitive healing process. Excuse me, I just lit one of their incenses. And wow, what a beautiful fragrance.
It really takes me back, actually. There's something ancient in this one. Yeah.
So we're just cleansing the space so that we've got the energies here for you all.
So we've got one of Dawn's hand rolled
incense sticks that are just, they're just made with 100% of resins, and the stick she's used is actually a piece of lavender.
Yeah, a lavender stalk.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And it's sitting in this beautiful, just to set the scene, beautiful selenite. No, actually, that's celestite, isn't it?
That's celestite.
Yeah, yeah, celestite bowl. While we're sitting here shuffling cards.
Yay.
Using that lovely smoke to give them all a little cleanse and charge them up.
And as we all work differently, I've called in my guide, I call him Fred, to come and come through and give me a little something for you to take on board or not, whatever this case may be. It's just something that I'd like to share with you, and yeah, and Alyssa and Dawn would both be doing the same, and then we can both let you know what's going on in the energy at the moment, okay?
Right, so this is a card for the collective.
For the, yeah? Collective, for the collective, yes.
It's the co-partner today.
It's interesting, this one has come up quite a bit recently. Not everyone that smiles at you is your friend. But on the flip side of that, I need to mention that not everybody who looks at you like they got a face like 40 arseholes are necessarily...
That's the old Welsh saying.
That's an old Welsh saying, that is, right? So, yeah, it doesn't... Just because their appearance may give you the initiative... or the original thought process, whereas somebody who smiles at you may not have your best interest at heart, that you've got the flip side today, that those who don't necessarily catch your attention, it doesn't mean they've got bad energy towards you either. Take everybody as they can, okay? Because you've got your own mind. The next card that came out was Unleashed, and this card is talking about you've already walked through your past and got the worst things out of the way, and now it's up to you to use your own authentic what's that word, you've got the choice and the free will of choice. So just take everybody for how they appear to you. If you get an initial I don't want to go there, that's usually a good sign not to go there. Even if that person becomes your friend eventually, there'll always be something in the way back. But make sure you follow your own intuitive and initial thoughts, because that's what's going to show in the outcome. Anybody can act for a little while. I always give the 3-month mark. Anybody can pretend for the first month. In the second month, the little cracks start showing, and by the third month, that person's energy is normally pretty transparent. So, yeah, I hope that helps with you, and just take everybody for how they treat you.
Very cool.
Vital message.
Those cards are beautiful. I love in the Unleashed one how there's a mirror, and there's a woman walking down the stairs, but the reflection in the mirror isn't the woman walking down the stairs. It's like who you feel like on the inside and who you're portraying on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And who you were isn't necessarily who you are now.
Yeah, or who you're going to be next.
Yep. At any point in time, you can make a change.
Very cool. Well, Karis asked us to bring our favourite decks in, and you've got no idea how hard that was.
It was almost as hard as choosing some songs for today.
To be honest, I didn't get much song choice. We were told 4 or 5 songs, and Dawn went, well, these are 4, you can have one. But yeah, of course, we couldn't choose Peace of Mind because we knew Kia was already going to be using it. So I went with, and I've probably got 30 plus decks at home, but this is one of my go-to that I have had for 18 years. And I know I've had it for 18 years because the day I brought it, I was carrying Zeke, who's now 18, on my... I was babysitting the day that day, and he helped me pick them. So The Wisdom of Avalon from Colette Baron-Reed. And it's one of our go-tos that we always have on the shelf as well. One of our stock standard decks that we have in here.
Some amazing cards in the shop. You've got to come and check them out.
I think we always have these because we're both so in love with, like, Arthurian legends.
Yeah.
And these are very inspired by the tales of King Arthur and the Isle of Avalon.
I quite like Colette Baron-Reid too. I've got quite a few of her decks. I like her imagery. So I'm just pulling a card for the collective energy of this Tuesday morning, and I pulled the Raven. Oh, not surprised with what we're talking about. The Raven is all about magic, and there's no such thing as a coincidence, that everything is synchronized and happening as it should be.
Yeah.
And when you truly believe that you are being led in the right direction is the one that is always open.
Yeah,
definitely.
Take the path of least resistance.
Follow joy.
Yeah.
Always follow joy.
Yeah. And magic. Follow the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you, Les.
All right. The deck that I'm using today is called The Everyday Witch Tarot by Deborah Blake. And this was a deck that I wouldn't have chosen for myself. Like, we got this in for sale at work. I thought, oh, yeah, it's witchy. People will love that. And my first impressions of it was a little bit cheesy. Yes.
It was almost stereotypical witchy, eh?
Yeah, like all of the pictures have witches with pointy hats and broomsticks and caps.
Because that's what witches look like.
Stripy tights, right? So, yeah, at first I thought it was a little bit gimmicky. And then I used it one day for a reading for someone, and... You know, sometimes you find a tool and it just clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually found these cards to be really rich in imagery. There's heaps of details happening in the picture, and I always see something different for everybody. Yeah. So that's one thing that I like about these. So card off the top for the collective. All right, we've got the King of Pentacles. Now, one of the ways that I work with divination, and especially with the tarot, is that the tarot is so full of stories and myths and legends.
Yeah.
And we can kind of draw from some of those themes in the stories to recognize ourselves,
yep.
You know, in that picture, or recognize our circumstances within, you know, the theme of that story. So the King of Pentacles, we have got this very opulent looking older man. He's sitting in a big throne. He's got his loyal dog with a big bone at its feet. He's got a beautiful looking cow sort of in the background behind him, who is adorned with flowers. There's a big house. Actually, it looks more like a castle in the background, and as he's sitting there on his very golden throne, he has chocolate cake in one hand and wine in the other. So this is very much a symbol of luxury and opulence. And actually, the cows are a really ancient symbol for abundance, because yeah. Once upon a time, how many cows you had was like how many people you could feed or look after, and that was kind of the measure of your riches,
yeah.
Or of your success. So that's kind of what the King of Pentacles talks about, is tapping into abundance and wealth. And it does talk a little bit about material things, but the legend that flows underneath this card tells the story of King Midas. And King Midas in Greek mythology, like, have you ever heard of the Midas touch?
Yeah.
Everything you touch turns to gold.
Yes. Manifesting 101.
Yeah. Everything you touch turns to gold. But the thing with the King of Pentacles is that his blessing became his curse.
Yeah.
So I think the story starts with him, he probably fished up like a magic fish from a pond he wasn't meant to be fishing in, or something like that. And the fish is like, don't kill me, I'll give you anything you want. And so that was his wish. I want everything I touch to turn to gold, which was great for the first 5 minutes while he's walking around touching the walls of his castle and touching trees and turning them to solid gold. He was like, we've cracked it, you know, we're rich. And then he realizes really quickly that he can't hug his children because they will turn to statues mm-hmm. before him. He cannot eat any food because it will turn to stone, even in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that
good
is
job
the
he
lesson.
Didn't want to go to the toilet, though.
But yeah, that's the message with the King of Pentacles, is that money isn't everything.
No.
You know, sometimes it helps with the material stuff, But yeah, if that's what you're measuring your success on, you will realise really quickly that the real treasure in life,
yeah,
comes from connection, comes from pleasure.
Thank you, Dawn. That's amazing. Ah, wow. I love those energies coming from those cards, and I love how they all link together as well. And carrying on with that, we've got another song from the girls at the Apothecary. And Dawn, what song have you chosen now?
Well, we've changed it up a little bit following that card. I think we should play some Ben Harper.
Yeah, man.
Gold to Me.
Yes. I love this song. Yes. I walked down the aisle to this song.
Oh, did you? Dedicate this to Lissa then.
Yes.
No, Daniel.
To all the lovers out there.
Yes. Let's go.
You look like gold to me, and I'm not too blind to see. Oh, you look like gold. Said you look like gold, and you make me want to sing with all the joy you bring. Ah, you look like gold. Ah, like the rays down from the sun, when a new day's just begun. You look like gold. You look like gold. Now look here, 'cause I've been fooled before, but now I know I made the mistake. The kind of gold that you wear, but the kind that can feel my care. Oh, hey, you look like gold. Oh, now you look like gold. Some shine when the day is new, oh, but they fade when the day is through. But not you, you look like gold. I said you look like gold. Oh, but I've been wrong before, but now I know I made mistakes in the past.
Hi, you're listening to Keris on Love Keris at Access Radio, Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I've loved having my beautiful friends Alyssa and Dawn from The Apothecary joining us today. If you are enjoying what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more, you can connect with us on Love Keris has their own Facebook page. I'm on there pretty regular. So if you'd like to join in any of the workshops that I offer, you can find me on Facebook or lovekeris.com. And how's best to find you guys online?
Well, like we said before, you can come into the shop at 19 Robe Street. We are here Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 3, doing our range of treatments and services, readings, and of course the store, where you can come in and have a play with the cards and experience all the goodies.
Get all your witchcraft supplies and your candles and stuff. And as for online, yeah, we've got the good old Facebook page. It's had the same name for over, well, it's been nearly 13 years. So just The Apothecary, although there's a few of them now. And it's funny because when we first opened, people didn't even know what an apothecary was and couldn't even say it. And now there's a few that have popped up.
But no. You guys also sell online, don't you? You've got a store that people can...
Yeah, so if you're listening from outside of Taranaki, we do post nationwide. Our website is just www.theapothecary.bigcartel.com. Yeah, so we post everything all over the country.
And you've got a Facebook page as well, so that'll be all connected.
Everything we do is a little bit old school too. So, like, you can email us for an appointment or just phone 027-270-8971.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
or text. You can text. We do have Insta as well, The Apothecary NZ. But we don't often use that.
No, I'm pretty slack at the socials, eh?
Yeah, well, like you said, we're pretty old school. And we're busy. We're busy in here. So, you know, if you're not getting hold of us online, just give us a call.
Yeah.
It's the best way to go.
Or text.
Yeah.
The Apothecary is just our day jobs.
We are both busy mums.
Yeah. And do other things, too. Like, lots of volunteers for, like... the Girl Guides and the Brownies and...
Oh, not Brownies. I do Pippins and Girl Guides out at Inglewood.
Yeah. I knew it was one of the little groups.
I do the Littlies as well. There's heaps of fun.
And then I'm also the secretary for an incorporated society and I'm studying as well. So, we are busy people.
It's crazy our lives, eh?
Yeah. I'm told, though, that this parenting ride's actually a pretty short ride. So
reckon?
Yeah, apparently. It's only a minute until they don't need us and they've got their own cars and you don't have to drive them to all of their appointments. And
it's a true story. I've got an 18-year-old. Sometimes I'm not sure how he's surviving out in the wild, but he is.
Yeah. Well, my 21-year-old is doing that for her very self and I've started again with a 9-year-old. So, my ball is just keep on rolling. But it's good because... it's kind of like, you know, when they say, growing old is a choice. You see farmers who never, never stop doing what they do because as soon as they stop, they'll seize up.
Yeah.
And I believe keeping young and the fountain of youth is about doing what you love doing because when you do a job you love, you'll never work in a day in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I support that 100%.
I love that corridor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, should we chuck another song in?
Yeah, go on. Let's put one more on if you've got a choice.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's one. My turn.
In the spirit of dedicating songs to friends, I would like to dedicate this one to our dear sister Nahuya, who's sending me beautiful photos from temples in Turkey where she's going to all the goddess temples. So, Firewoman from the Cult.
Awesome. Thank you, Les. We'll be right back.
That song,
it's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a classic.
And we took it back to that first era we started with Fleetwood Mac and Gypsy.
Yes,
they were all around the same time, weren't they?
I love that you dedicate into Friends as well, because that's part of bring it, sharing the love, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
And that's what this is all about, is just bringing
we are
everybody
on Love
together.
Cares. We are.
We forgot to add, you've got other things going on.
Yeah. So one of the other ways that you can connect with us too, if the between 10 till 3 doesn't work for you, because I know a lot of people work inside those hours, I am available here on Thursday evenings as well for after hours clients. But then also once a month we have an open late night that we do on the full moon night. So it means it's a different night every month. Like
sometimes
it's a Sunday, sometimes it's a Wednesday. It's always a full house if it's a Friday or a Saturday.
But you're always telling people on your Facebook page, so just to keep an eye out on that, just for little reminders too, eh?
Yeah, I always set up a little event, and just when people come in, you know, a bit of word of mouth, and I just invite people to come on the full moon night. And so that's all free, because that's just like my contribution to the community is that I host this event. And we usually have some sort of like a little meditation just to bring everybody in, and maybe there'll be like a little bit of a ritual activity usually associated with whatever that full moon zodiac sign is. And then we have Tarot Club. So Tarot Club was born because I have been asked so many times throughout the years to teach the tarot.
Yeah.
And it's not something I think you can actually teach. Maybe you can give people an introduction to it, but I think it's something really personal, and people actually have to develop their own relationship.
Yeah.
With the cards or their tools. Yeah, develop their own like associations or ways, you know, ways of doing things.
And the tarot is slightly different from like an oracle deck. There are specific meanings for the numbers, there are specific meanings for the suits as well, isn't it? So it's having the knowledge of what does number one of pentacles mean?
Yeah.
What does number six of cups mean? Because they've all got a basic knowledge line, so...
Yeah, they do have their, like, traditional kind of meanings, but now we're so spoiled for choice. Like, we've got so many New Age decks.
Yeah,
different themes.
Yeah, like the ones we were using today, that all have different things, different themes going on in the pictures and in the imagery, so you can read into that too. I'm of the personal belief that I actually think oracles were based off the tarot.
Yeah.
So tarot's really, really old. Even sure how ancient it is.
Yeah.
Might be as old as paper itself.
Could be.
Which was developed in China around the 10th century, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas oracles are a little bit more new age. I think they kind of had a bit of an emergence around like the 60s and the 70s maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially
when printing was more easily accessible.
Yeah. And then we've got folk like old Doreen Virtue,
yes,
who actually kind of made like a whole new industry out of it, right? Yeah, so we're pretty spoiled now when it comes to cartomancy. There's so many different decks and ways, yeah, that you can do it. So yeah, Tarot Club is a really good way for people who, if they're interested, they might want to dabble a little bit, want to get to know a little bit more about it. Maybe you're just looking for something to do on a full moon night and you want to connect with other witches in our community. That's a really nice, relaxed space to do it.
Yeah. And what I love about having the opportunity to spend time with other people of like minds is, like myself, I'm a single mum. So if it wasn't for the opportunity of having somewhere that I can come and connect with people who I can have a chat to and just talk about things that are going on in the world and connect with other people of like minds, like I said, it's a very lonely existence. So it's nice to be able to come and share the love with you guys and just brighten up an afternoon or an evening.
Yeah, connection, bit of education, make some friends, might swap some readings,
get some free readings. And have somebody else's point of view as well.
Exactly.
And you don't have to identify as a witch either.
Like
we said before, come and connect with other witches. There's actually all sorts of people that come to Tarot Club. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
I do use that term quite loosely.
Yeah.
Witches.
well, our philosophy for a while has been about reclaiming that word.
Yeah.
There's a lot of propaganda and imagery behind the word witch. But like we said earlier, witchcraft is actually just a way of life.
Yeah.
You know, like for some, witch means to be wise.
I personally don't call myself witch, but I'm an energetic being and I connect with you guys on such a deep level, and I always have. It doesn't matter what you personally call yourself. It's all under the same umbrella. Like I said earlier on, I've got a spirit guide who I've talked to all my life. I never knew him. I call him Fred.
Yeah.
But he's just my energetic, my inner being, and when he comes and connects, we have a good old conversation, and sometimes it makes sense to other people as well.
I laughed before when you said that, not because of his name, because we've had this kōrero before.
Yeah.
But because one day I think Jehovah's Witnesses or someone came and knocked on your door, and
yes,
they were talking about their religious belief, and you were saying, I agree, and they said, oh, so you are of the same faith, and you said, well, I call him Fred. And I've never forgotten it. Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's all just different paths to the light source.
It's all the same energy. And as long as everybody needs something to believe in.
And even if
it's only themselves.
And that is part of why I like the word witch as well. Because there are Christian witches.
Yes.
You know, there are Buddhist witches.
Yes.
There are pagan witches.
Yes.
There are Celtic witches. Like, it's a term for wise.
The energy behind it. It's your authenticity and it's your inner being. And at the end of the day, as long as there's no malice behind it, let it be. 100%. Be who you be.
Yeah, it's not about labels. It's about lifestyle.
Yeah, and it's about love.
And intent.
Yeah.
Love.
And talking about love, thank you so much for joining us today. I thoroughly enjoyed our time together. Oh my gosh, we could keep going for a long time, but yep, we're going to pull the plug and we'll see you all next week. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.